Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kitholeno. Union Minister of State for the Ministry of Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, said that Union government replaced the colonial era criminal justice system to provide justice to people in a time-bound manner. Speaking at the inaugural session of second conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System at IIT Guwahati yesterday, Meghwal pointed out that the colonial criminal justice system lacked Indian spirit and ethos. The minister said that the new laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 are people-centric, and the Union government adopted these new laws in right time as India is developing in fast pace. These three new laws will replace the Indian Penal Code 1860, the Code of Criminal Procedure 1973 and the Indian Evidence Act 1872 with effect from 1st July 2024. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that the 2024 general elections are crucial to defeat the mindset of nepotism and forces that want to weaken India. Addressing a public meeting in Northeast Delhi yesterday, he said Indian polity needs a stable government. Emphasizing that the national capital must become an attraction for the world, he said global leaders were awestruck by the transformation of Delhi during the G20 summit. Modi accused that the India alliance is hell-bent on creating hindrances to development works. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said the first aim of India alliance is to save the constitution. Addressing a rally at Ramlila Maidan in New Delhi, Gandhi alleged that the ruling party wants to weaken the constitution. He accused that Narendra Modi government did nothing for small businessmen but gave 16 lakh crore rupees to certain industrialists. Gandhi attacked BJP on the issue of electoral bonds and unemployment. Polling for the fifth phase of election to the Lok Sabha will be held tomorrow in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. Simultaneously, second phase polling of Odisha legislative election will also be held for 35 assembly seats. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections came to an end last evening. Political heavyweights were on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Meanwhile, campaigning for the remaining phases has intensified. Longleng District observed World Hypertension Day under the theme Measure Your Blood Pressure Accurately, Control It, Live Longer at CHC Yachim and PHC Yongnya on Friday. During the program, District Program Officer, Non-Communicable Diseases, Dr. Leng Pichang, sensitized the public about the hypertension during the World Hypertension Day. He advised everyone to maintain normal body weight, exercise regularly, and eat healthy diet. He spread awareness about the risk factors for high blood pressure, its symptoms, prevention, and treatment. Dr. Leng Pichang also advised everyone present to regularly check their blood pressure. The Supreme Court Collegium has approved the proposal for appointment of two additional judges, namely Justice Susmita Pukhan Khond and Justice Mithali Thakuria as permanent judges of the Guwahati High Court. The Supreme Court Collegium also approved the proposal for the appointment of Justice Rajesh Shekri, additional judge, High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, for a fresh term of 1 year with effect from 29 July 2024. The recommendation was made by Supreme Court Collegium, comprising of Justice of India Dhananjaya Y. Chandrachud, Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justice B.R. Gawai. And in sports, Tizu Warriors will clash with the Chathe Dazzlers tomorrow at the final match of 3rd edition Women's Champion Trophy 2024 at Nagaland Cricket Stadium, Sovima. Tizu Warriors progresses into the final after securing a hard-fought victory over the Dhansiri Titans by 4 wickets at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium. Simultaneously, at the Sovima Cricket Ground, the Chathe Dazzlers defeated the Zunki Slingers by 57 runs. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.